got out, so follows the ring. Had the ring get out. Again, snuck in there between what? Chaya Vatalitavo, Morris Abono, before Say Tango. So we can't say as if that the shore is yours, and then you got to get out and now give the not considered the category of Ganav anymore. Once they say Tango, it's always Ganav. I think I'm all about the Kami. Shouldn't think I made up a new story out of the building. The toast doesn't spell it out. Had the ring get out. Again, snuck in there between what? Chaya Vatalitavo, Morris Labono, before Say Tango. So we can't say as if that the shore is yours, and then you gotta get out and now give the not considered the category of Ganav anymore. Once they say Tango, it's always Ganav. I think I'm all about the Kami. Shouldn't think I made up a new story out of the building. This toast doesn't spell it out. But we here used to bring tangy. Toast is looking at the Gemara and that's poop over the days of the time. Ever look it up? Nobody. Okay. Love of the days, the Rishana Lane turns on the day, I'm going to say Tainlo. Say Tainlo, that's the lesson of the Gemara they call over there. Because there are different levels. It's Chaya Vatalitavo and Say Tango. Let's see tomorrow about Anas Kuba Mabay. Here. Omar Rabba. Say Tango Toba Kumacha Potter. My Taino. Came in the past year in the new day. Final. The Toba Kumacha Mabay Gazman. The Gazman on the Shalom Dal Day. No Gazman. A Gazman face out there. What got it there in the open? Special says, give it to him. If you continue to hold on, then you're not a god anymore. You're a godman. Chaya Vatalitin lo v'tavo v'machar. Chaya. Why? By time of Kokama lo v'sikale nusa akati ganavu. Even though Bezin told him you have to give it back. I mean, principle. You are guilty. You are guilty. Before they said those three magic words of Sei Tenlo, you're still labeled as a ganav and not labeled as a godman. So then but it's enough to read the Chaya Vatalitavo to make it a long one in the category of Eino the Lord's Natural Bonus. Just gets in there in the spring. So that's the reason. The Kitzur, to summarize, so far everyone still agrees that the general principle everyone accepts of Eino the Lord's Natural Bonus. It's been universal and it's unanimous. Until now, that's clearly accepted. We've been through already a Tyson Stam, a Revom and the Kasha, the Re gave the Terrence, and then we're still all by the same level. Unanimous and universal. That's going to change rapidly. Yeah. He's called a Ganif, not a Godwin. But nevertheless, it's not firmed up to be in a situation where it's already considered a Chiyuv moment as opposed to a Chiyuv snack. It's the same thing now, it's already a Gazman. That requires an explanation why it should be that way. You want to go into it? If you want, I thought you were going to do a little side point. Maybe tomorrow we'll have time. The Marvin, I'm going to have to come to two stages. In one stage, it becomes already no longer a Chiyuv snack. It's already considered a Chiyuv moment. If it's best to say the magic words of Say Tango, you're still sort of a Gana, you're still sort of trying to hide. But even if they said you're guilty, but you're still trying to hide. Once they come to Bezin and say, hey, mister, give him that sweater. Take it off and give it to him. And you're still calling like this, you're not a Gana anymore, you're a Gaza. I guess even if it's in your house, it's the same idea. Huh? After Chaya Vatalitavo, it's already a moment. It's a kind of thing, it doesn't make it up to Morris Kubana. But it's still Say Tango, you're still considered a god, I'm not a god. You put the Chaya down the head. You're crazy enough, if the best is Chaya Vatalitavo to go home to Shechtit, despite me, you can still say down the head. What says, I'm tiny, give him that shore, give it to him, except it's in your parking lot. You came right on the shore. Give it to him. And they go out tonight, Shechtit. Stop. Muhammad, I'm not a god, I'm a god. The monkey bone with it. Anyway, let me tell you, there are rabotai, there are an additional two or three shittas in the sugya. The most radical is the Riha Lavan. The Riha Lavan denies the whole idea of Ein Ozer Torah Shabbos. Lahadam. There's no such thing. No such thing. I think the Perish of the Bible. So he undoes the Riha Lavan. That's the Riha Lavan, huh? Why that?
Why
that? That's not the the Riha Lavan. Riha Lavan, period. Dahi, the Perik, Nara, Ayri, the Indian, Karman Shmua. Remember we saw Karman Shmua? We know that. Luke chapter 6. Love you, but we can just figure it out. Maudina Lavan, in Karman Shmua, the Ramona Padre, the Torah Padre, in the Kichesh, Ramitha, the Pikoda. Here I'm over to you. Carmino, the mom and Harry, the rich of the bar. So then he said, La Acha, Nisa, Avien, Snat, Shayachayev, La Avien, Shemido Bidin, Vinisayek, Vikofa, Vinisma, Vihoda. Oh, well. Said not follow the yorshi for higher mamon check for omad vidin the law I yachal amal the three father okay avizum the pikada the crop on the chayev karmat shvur what is that what's talking about hard to understand what it's talking about one thing is clear. The Riha Lavan learns the whole sugya in terms of the Yechayim of Karban Shua or not. There's no inkling here as to whether there is a principle of Ein Adam Morish Nasubam. Doesn't say. Now, before going into more questions, which is really taking the very last few words of color. So I don't get told, you feel bad, you don't understand the shot, toast himself to see, but the words do not seem to say that. Ah, it's okay? I didn't take a look at the toast real level. I know it's just. Amazing, wow. Tikamina Mama have a rich about him. Can't shogu have a hot parashanim. All of the parashanim made a mistake. Kisrur and Sha'en, Yerusha, the bottom of the class. Elek, Sha'aman, and Al-Biyan, Bidin, Allah. What? The Pshuta shall Allah azu lo yadu sakra. The Shabku bayah shall Rabba Bishri Elonaris. They forgot. He really is a blaster. They forgot. The boy is begging the kevah that's not having. The pishit for kama, the sphere, the mevra, the yoda, ben, kayama, the bar yerusha having. The maple abba yerushi, the pishit of the prayer goes to dolphin. The kama, the shamina minah, the ben yerusha, or your race, is now to liam out of it in. The ahibi shomda, the aviyan boy, mevri, the rabbonah, kid is not hanka bahedja. The ich for rabba, the bar, the ibi, the rabshimun, the yizod, the amar, Ein la'av el ha'shad v'dina. V'tolim ha'omim de'boya de'rova ha'bosh v'zgah. Whee! That's the read. The mistake, the mistake is. Kuchlo'fa shi'tosam. V'nidla l'bosh v'zgah. Shabbos Nas, if you demand an Avra Shasa Mara Bedin, you don't look Nas Namish for Yeshua Yoshima Shasa Mara Bedin. If you can already say that there's no Nas, there should be no Moshe Pagam either. Then my Yorshim, Yorshim, ultimately Knas and Cain, Yitzka Abba and Miad, Maka and Bola the Rabba, should get beggar with the Beno Avi, Hilka, Lepka, full of blood. The Yah, Knas, Nami, Yorshim, Yorshim, Bully, I'm out of it in. Vahim Kukha from Maruba. And he quotes the Gemara which we saw in Baba Kama. The Chahen Iga Hasan Tuva, the Mukha Nilsa, which I've had in the Knas by Rishi, the Kashiya. You also asked the Kasha. Early in the Gemara. Elakach near Vienna. Here's the Luke Shasta Gemara. If you remember reading the original, we'll be able to see you a little bit more clear. Hacha Kamale Rabbo. Ki ka mina mamona habil Rabbi Shimon. Listen carefully. Lizkayev olav korban shvua. Ula olisho levada. What does that mean? Shem bara v'yitku'u li'acha nitas aviyen knas. Sheh ha'yisa chayav la'avinu v'amitka b'din v'nitzkayavta lo b'din v'tava v'nishva v'hoda ha'ol v'igwai milsa d'v'eith shenaf v'liyada yorshin v'ayav mamon eitel aviyen. That's to be a love and sheep. The Kitzur, he denies totally the principle of any other glorious chapter. Doesn't it? Forget it. Forget it! There's no such thing. Forget it! No way, no such thing. Two more Nakudas that it meant to you today, we'll have to see it a little more tomorrow. One is the Parish of the Toast in the Baba Kama, which I can see either in the sheet on our daf, or the sheet on that daf, or the Toast in the Baba Kama itself, or the Stipe. It doesn't matter what it's called, you go to the Toast. They say, whenever you have a spirit to come out, it's a simple solution. Is there in fact a disclosure of any other Moresh not the Bonham, or is there not? I, the Mishnah itself, come out of Floyd, the Rambam said in the Mishnah, the end of the Moresh not the Bonham. Said post above a count, no, that's a unique situation. Only by the case of onus of the Kumar body. Zeretakon. What's the Zeretakon? He saw the poor, the Chem Gimel. It's not out and also the Nechem Afrech and the rest of Uzza. Also the Nechem Lover of Nechem. Magid Shein Adam Morish Zuchuz Bito Libno. The Tosis took that Gemara to mean not only Zuchuz Bito, but it means not part of Zuchuz Bito. So therefore you cannot bequeath to an heir the Zuchuz Nash of a Bito. It's unique. It's there at the Tosis. But all other Knossos born to Robin Rav Nachman, they're the speakers in Baba Kama Ayin Al, Robin Rav Nachman, according to Robin Rav Nachman, under normal conditions, a regular Knoss, Dal of the Hay, Katzi Nezek, you name it, Adam Morish Knoss Lebon. Because at length, what they say, how they say, how they phrase it, you should look, you don't know what the disciple means. Both, if you look in the other primary sources, one more thing I want to mention today before we stop. Yes, Beggar the Kever, Udubnar. Well, the Bnar of Amiris. Son of Hilton. Why not the son of the woman? The Bnar takes the form of an amazing story. There are all around that. Is it the son? Some won't get it, but for sure not. He's not even, he's just supposed to play the role of spoiler. Spoiler. If the son is there, follow the reason. No son, they want to this point. The father would get it. The ending marks not that way. He's from the fabulous anyway. But at this point, the Mars thinks we have to explain why it's not yourself. If there's a son, then nobody gets it. If there's no son, the father gets it. That's a brain piece. Why should that be so? Why should that be? Mr. Shem, tomorrow will go over the sheet of the Ramban and what the sheet is posted about the Kama. And maybe one of your lovers can come up with a quick detail. Okay. Now, both nine. Just to give you a general overview of what's happening over here in the Gemara. Yesterday we started with a few more points, but actually today, sort of Eina the Mora is not the bonus. We finished that. Go to the Gemara, go to the Mishnah, which is a yesterday's Lama Salmon, which we haven't done yet. Then, do the Gemara on top of the page, Lama Fest of an Aleph. But we're not going to go into the main sukkah itself today, because she was remote. Very important part of Halacha L'maaseh. Rather, the concept is one issue, the issue of the onset of Godless. When a woman becomes the status of Gedola and Bogera, especially in the context of the Rambam and the time and the explanation of the Rambam. I spent a week on it, that's a very important figure, a lot of an item. I spent a lot of time on that. But I probably will not start it tomorrow. I haven't spoken on Parshinyan and Abinanyan and I want to cover that on Thursday, Mr. Shem. Now it's a clean on Monday, for a holiday. Okay? That's it. Finish.
We're all getting so
much. Yeah, listen to me. I would have to take a clean on Tom. That's it. Finish. That's it. I'll take it on Tom. So don't take it on Tom. If you take, keep working on it until you take it. You can't come in. Alright? So, very important that everyone should take it on time, because if you don't take it on time, you should just destroy it and become the problem. You have enough warning about it, you have Hazar about it, you have the positive Hazar, you have enough time for everything. Okay? So please, let me ask you, it'll be 9 o'clock on Monday. You don't have to come on 9 o'clock. Come on 30. 10. But I'd like to be able to chill on the afternoon if possible. And so we'll see. The topic will be loud enough, everyone will come. And it's going to be very serious next week. So big fight. The goal of hope about Mishana Shemot, which is relevant to many a married couple. And many a hope is not married. We plan to get married. So for the near or distant future. So we have to talk about it. And, you know, she had no whole bar, we talk about everything. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow she is also very interesting. And we sort of a touch woman, the private Chaya Torah, when I was tied up with other minyanim, I couldn't speak last night. And it'll be an also prelude for the sugya of the Mishnah Shemot, maybe a passage of Zen, a passage of Vayekse. So we'll have the accommodation for both. So it'll be interesting to hear that too. So everyone, that's the general plan. For the next upcoming series. Now we're going to begin with our resuming, beginning by resuming actually, we spoke about yesterday, the question of Ein Adam Moritz Kaplabon. We had discussed this recently with the Tosfos proper. Correct? Everybody with me? The Tosfos, I said the Gemara here proper. The Tosfos in the first parrot? Excuse me? Then the Re. Okay? And then the Re Halob. Okay. Now before we go on, I mentioned to you that each and every one of these shiurim, of these sheetahs, I should say, accepted that it's unanimous and universal, held by everybody in every case, that Ein Adam Moritz Kaplabon. In our Tosfos, there's no one's excluded anything. Accepted, and that's all. So I'd like, before I go on to see the other opinions, I promise you, I wanted to discuss one Nekuda in Tosfos, which and one point, which is a bit obscure, is exactly what is Shiva Tarashi in all this. And then we'll go to discuss those two other pieces I mentioned to you yesterday. And both of the initial discussions will be guided by Rabbi Chanan, Jacob Thaler, and Tovah Shirim Kelly Bates from the Nanda Kongo. Yes, there, before. I remember. Yes, sir. Right. So the first issue is on top of the Tosfos. The Tosfos is going to be a very important. We'll be stumbling now, the second line of the Mishnah. Let's stop here again. He's been stumbling at the beginning of the Shalom. Yes, beggar, the Kevin, the Beno Havi. Be in Tomar. Hey, he must be the name of. Get the Hemo Reckon Smash with an R. Hoy. Ein Adam Moritz Kaplabon, Av Shkid Arvina, Reish Peret, Nala, Kabbalah, Membeis, and Membeis. The Fair Shigamara. So the real love and widen it out, right? We used our pun from yesterday. But it's the first. Did you look it up? What was it? Not yet. Okay, that's fine. So, he did a dance to get out of that Gemara. But the Pashas is the Fair Shigamara. Now, when the son of Nami, forget about Membeis. And I was going on the Testament Alex. Omar Yesh Begad the Kevah, the Utokah, the other Norris Kanaat, the eighth beggar the Kever, Namila Tokahav, the Halo Mikorah Yerusha. When he Tokahav, it's the father that is the sole heir of his deceased daughter. Umirahim the Sadaka Shitko, here's what I'm concentrating now. The Nafkaminam he Chayevas Lacherim. Alright, she, the daughter, owed money to somebody. See me, eighth beggar the Kever, Tokahav. Apa got the other Moorish, even though the father would ordinarily get it. Yerusha, other Moorish not. Nevertheless, it's only because Yerusha who has priority, the creditor. The notes and ballot of out of the name Begum and Kever, a note and ballot of his club, Lopoka Av, Vachnatu Shalom, Alo Shalom. So her creditors, nobody to him. My daughter has your money, go to my daughter. She's dead, so what can I do? Go pray at a grave, they'll get the money back. But that don't come to me. Nothing to do with me. Ah, but you collected the money for the Knaas, not through her. That's mine directly. That's enough to me. Oh. I'm sorry? Sure, it's open to Gemara. The Olam. We assume now we can say Adam is Moorish, not the bottom. I have Adam is Moorish, not the bottom. We can talk Av, let's get it to be Torah Fiorish. No! He gets the Betorah Yorish, but he has a possibility of being Poka by how? By what? By whom? By the Baleto, by the creditors who take priority over him. Clear? Clear. The big question, is this line Lemaisa or not Lemaisa? This line, when it comes to somebody who owes money to someone else for Knaas, I owe money and Knaas is coming to me. I owe money, and Knaas is coming to me. What happens? Do the people who whom I owe the money have a right to that money, or not? That's the question. Exactly the question. That's the question. So, you have a concept called Shibuda the Rabbanos. Ever heard of it? Yeah, everyone. Well, everyone's Shibushin. Well, the Kama. Sochim. Not a book of the shop. Look at the stars and say, where it's not even Philip Bruce. No? Let's take a look at one of those places. Everyone, almost everything. The Kiddushin, right? What does she would have run out in your own words? No, what is it? What she would have run out? A O B, no, B O C, no A O C. Yeah, in Sukkot you test them at Alf and pay basis twice in Sukkot. I like that. All right, twice in Sukkot. Just take a look. Look at the test them at Alf to see it. Look at getting stuff of a common condition. You test them out, the Gemara says, quoting Rav Nosson. What's the bottom? The Tanya Rav Nosson Omer. Minayin l'noshe b'chaveru mona v'chaveru b'chaveru minayin sh'motiyah mizeh v'nosson l'zeh tam lo l'v'nosan ma'asher ha'sham lo. That's the famous Yibud Rav Nosson. A O B and B O C. So in effect, AOC, signal straight to A. Give me the money. Now, who are you? I never met you. She never met you. You are money to B, right? Right. Or B is money to me, right? Exactly. Right. Right. Now you are money to me. God's love this. How does it work? On a fly, on a bounce, whatever. Let's not go into that now. Whatever. But that exists. So let's say, Rebo Sai, that B owes money to C. And A owes money to B, but that money with A owes B is not really moment, it's only snap. A has an effect, has done something which puts upon A an obligation to pay snap to B. Right, the form of this. And B owes money to C. Do we say she would have nothing? That A and C have some connection with one another? So this line of Tolkien seems to say yes, right? What does Tolkien say? So she owes money, she's B, and she owes money to C, and A, who is owed some affair to her, owes money to her. So Tosha says, "Did the age beggar bekever poka? I forgot that the Morish not know the Balikovas. The Balikovas, what? C will take the money straight from A and will leave her out of the picture." So the Farish of Lani told him seems to indicate that she would or nothing does apply to Knaas before whatever it is. Rav Shimon Shkop held this is true, La Lama Lamaisa. It's true. As Rav Chanan called Mori Rav Shimon Agrash Dibriyan, that's where Rav Shimon apparently came from. Rav Shimon was known not from where he came from. We don't know. I never heard of Rav Shimon. I didn't know what Shimon he was. But not later he said he came from Dibriyan. We forgot to say that he came from there. He is known more for the yeshivas where he served the Rosh Hashiva. That's what we know. He served the Rosh Hashiva, for example, in at least three yeshivas that we know about. Pels, of course. Pels started in Pels. Kind of is related to the Rosh Hashiva Pels. These days also. His uncle or she would tell you, he was very regular with every fellow. Then apparently moved for a variety of reasons, I will not speculate. He moved to a place called Grodna. He was found in Grodna, or he was involved with in Grodna. He had a short hiatus here in the United States. And she was related to him. And then he went back to Europe, he wanted to, rumors he wanted to stay, and then he was high voice to come back, so he went back to Grodna, to see what he had. He passed away after the war began, but before the Nazis came to the surrender, right at the beginning of the war. So Rav Shimon Shkop, as he calls the warrior, Agrash Dibriyan, as a son of learned in Pels. And I imagine it's Rebbe in Pels, it's Rav Shimon, that's why I know it's quite a lengthy in Pels. And as we know them, Pels, but they're not there. But it isn't true, Allah Allah Meister. And Rav Chanan says, my Rebbe is wrong. That's how it is. You tell me I'm wrong, you tell me he's wrong, you know, no problem. As long as he did it with Derek Cover, oh, you're right, that's great cover. So, he says that Shimon is wrong. I have close enough in the Tyson. So, because he's this issue depends upon another issue. It depends upon the issue of are the Moorish Nachalbanos or ain't other Moorish Nachalbanos. Don't forget, Tosafot in front of us illustrates that other Moorish Nachalbanos. So the Bukhara, if you hold other Moorish Nachalbanos, what does that mean? That before Hamad of Adin is considered a powerful Chiyu, so powerful that it actually could be granted to your heir, the man of the Chiyu is powerful enough that it can be granted to one's heir. It's also powerful enough that the creditor can take it away. Was a friendly takeover, was an unfriendly takeover? Well, let me just finish. But the Maskana is supposed to jump upon it. That A of the Morris Tassabona, the before mother of it did, I don't really have a hold of it, and therefore my creditor, that my son can't get it, so my creditor certainly can't get it. Post the beginning was with the Mahalak of other Moorish Nasimona. The fees there, they said, would be an Afkamina in the Gemara Amitash, the all of other Moorish Nasimona. I put him in a poker out. No, poker out because the creditor will take it away. So if Shimon is speaking, tells us that a creditor can take away the Shibun of the Rav Nasim money owed to the middle guy to be, even though it's before Mother Bedin, since it's not. That's what Shimon said. But the mother is back to the idiot right, Rebbe. Of course it's true. But it's only true the Fiyam and the Abba of other Moorish Nasimona, which is Rome Poskin, so far all Poskin we've seen so far, Paskin, that ain't other Moorish Nasimona, that's going to change. The man cannot give his bequeathed to Knaas to fall over into his children. In a similar vein, the creditors can't take it away either. That's a Bechonet Mahal, a very nice point. But this line of Tulsa has only said, the Fiyat Svar was supposed to just the beginning of other Moorish Nasabonim, but it's not true the Maisa when it comes down to the end of Tosafot, who has an A of the Moorish Nasabonim. That's a Bechonin response to his Rebbe Reb Shimon. Yes.
How far is the work? We go all the way down the table.
100 people.
Yeah.
Vite. 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 Yeah, go for it. Yeah. That's the first point. The second point I want to discuss is Rashi. Rashi does not seem to fit with any of Tosafot Terushim. So let's think about it carefully. Doesn't look like a real lover. Doesn't say Moshe Kama to read. In the first parish, Tosafot Terushim, that doesn't seem to fit too well with Rashi. And in another deal, the last four words in Rashi on the page, in Yesh Lobein. In Yesh Lobein. What's Rashi adding? The Dodo Madaik and every word in Rashi. Of course Yesh Lobein. We're discussing the Kessel of Benohad. Why is he adding the words in Yesh Lobein? That's not the Gval of the Gadiyak. That's the Amateret that he'll explain. Which is Rabbi Chana does have in Simon Yesh Lobein and Kelly Bein. It's a very important part of it. In Yerusha, it's very different. This is a result to know in general. Is the Halach of Yerusha Klolit? The Torah has for us in Parshas, Pinchas, I believe. The first is died, it goes to his son, the son, and it goes to his father, to his brother, etc. His daughter is also, his own son, it goes to his daughter. Okay? In this general halacha of Yerusha, a son plays no special role except what we call priority. There is a son, he gets it all, and the daughter gets nothing. So there's no son, there's a daughter, and then there's a father, and then there's a brother, and etc. It's just all in a line, one over the other in priority, that's true. But there's nothing unique in the perspective of the parish of Pinchas, which makes the son special. He's first, and then he's first in line, and second in line, but the same line. The father is another totally different kind of a thing. A son is not only a Yorish as a brother is, as a daughter is, as a father is, but the son has a special halacha. Call, this is the expression for the first use, Kom Tachto. Literally translated as stand in his place. That's a unique halacha which applies only to a son. A daughter wasn't applied to a father or to a brother. No. By a son is a special din of Kom Tachto. what purpose is Kav Tachton? Where do we find it elsewhere in the Torah Kedosha? That the son has a special role which no other relative can fulfill. Anybody have any idea where is this? Stehakuza, correct? Stehakuza has a special role in Giyus, right? In the Zoe Yadena has a special role. So you have a number of other examples where son has a special role which no other closest of kin, next of kin, can fulfill. When it comes to you, the son is the next to the closest. But if it's a daughter, she's closest, she's no son. If it's a father, he's close. No real difference, conceptually. But when it comes to this idea of Kav Tachton, a son is unique. Only him or nobody. No son is no one's come after. So the Machana, when it comes to Yerusha, a son is in a comfortable. Besides the regular din of a son is the first in line, which includes subsequently a daughter, a father, a brother. Besides that halacha that the son has is an additional halacha. It's an additional halacha. What's the additional halacha? The additional halacha is a son of Kamtak. There's a Lachana suggestion. If you work in the general, of amazing Kiddush, if you work in the general terms of Yerusha, the principle exists. Again, what's the parents' principle? No? Ein Adam Moris Nas Levana, or the Yosha. That principle exists. The general area of Yerusha. But if we're talking about a special halacha of Kav Tachton, that's a child that's a regular name of Yerusha. You say, ah, Yerusha, not the next form out of the din, it's not really money yet, you can't give bequeath to your closest of kin, your closest relative, your next of kin. True. But if you have a son, he doesn't have to come on to resort to the regular din of Yerusha. The son has come tachto, but he walks into court, so you walk into court. Come tachto. Nemela, Rashi's over here, the last four words. Im yesh la bein. Meaning, if there was some other heir, you get the impression that it would be a daughter, for example, that'd be different. Daughter couldn't get it. Anna de Morris Castle Yarsha. Only a son. That's a radical kiddush. We until now we have to bend his love dot. We have bend his name, you know, generic. It's lost his offer. If someone has bonim, what means he has children? You don't say Ray Bonim the Bonet doesn't mean son. It's children for your children. Bonim is always is also generally means son and daughter. That's his bonim will bon out. So then if it's in contrast, like aspiration, then bonim is only son. That's the negative side to the it could be. It could be that there's a negative side which the son has more than other heirs to stand in for the fair father's death. Could be. That's just the word Yerusha. Yeah, I know, but it's a special, unique kind of Yerusha. Yes, Ali. You asked me about my base on the day. Alicia asked, what about the command my base on the day? Membezim and Bez, the Gemara seems to say before the B11 widened it out. What does it say? Ain or the Morish Master Bottom, and no distinctions are made between what? No, between son and other relatives. The police is Kasha. There's Rabbi Fun on your right. We'll have to set a Rashi hole. Here's my transition to the next piece of this year. A daughter is unique. What's the next? I mean, it's close of all of the Mufatu unique. Why is it unique to Zeretaka? What is Zeretaka? It's not how the most of the Mechem, Aparechem, the Resh Tafuz, what's more saying that I'm giving them an hour? No. The Lord will not say it kind of with me. The Lord will not say it kind of with me. The Yishalmi makes a big deal out of that. In terms of the other end of the Morris Kansamon, it's put about the Rashba, and then days and days. exist in that days of the day. The question is, the father giving his son and his daughter over to his, the father's heir. The Gemara says, no. No! And don't tell me, come tap, don't tell me anything. Because there's the cause of what I'm saying from the night. That's in days of the day. That's not what we're talking about an hour ago. Our Gemara, that Flamish Chesed is not discussing a father giving of the skos of his daughter to his, the father's heir. What are we talking about? Come on, help me out. The daughter giving over her skos to her own heir. That's not included in that Gerasa Kosovo. There's no Gerasa Kosovo. Get back to Svarach Yitzhak. What is the Svarach Yitzhak? Ain other Morish Kosovo, but with what? With an exception of some time. On them bays and bays with the Zerasa Kosu. A Zerasa Kosu, Lover of Tekel and Zechem, that comes to uproot any possible kind of Yerusha to your son. Don't forget, a son is the ultimate in some time. So come to Kosu, then that came out too. That would explain your Kosu for why the general didn't call it a Rekula. No, not that the son. Lover of Tekel and Zechem. Father and son usually go to some time, but here is an exception. But in all the areas of Knaas, such as the daughter giving it over to her son, is that we say, although there's a rule of another Morish Kasabah, that's correct, but Kaptakta was an exception. That's the Rabbah Chalmah Sakhan Rashi. Yeah? Well, Yerushalmi actually quotes that thing, we'll see in a minute. Yerushalmi quotes that same passage in the context of, not just the bonus over there, but the context of bonus of the father. Okay. That's the source. So Yerushalmi is the rest of the quote. The kid got the chazal before we go into the other sheet, because they're not in our Torah. Rashi, shouldn't you get Rashi, I told him. He said, until now it was accepted for the Mepushit that ain't as a Morish Kasabana, with no exception. No person arguing and no cases arguing. The first break is Rashi. The way of a fundamental strata Rashi is an exception. Exception is a son. Come talk. But that exception has an exception. When do we not say come talk to? There's a cost of below the mosaic and the benedict. No come talk. Ad kashi this Rashi. Now we have Rashi and Chita explain that if you have a funnel, we can approach the other opinions in the Rishonim. He has in his daughter to his son. That's not happening in Agamar. Agamar, she's bequeathing her skos to her son.
That's more of the Zer Chasid. He says,
Lo b'no Seichem. That's your daughter's. You cannot give skos of your daughter to your son. Your daughter, she can do whatever she wants. Her the daughter, give her skos to her son. You can't. Okay? That's the law. Yesh Lomar. Oh, this is anonymous. It's the last two narrow lines in the page. The Rav and Rav Nachman Hochad Leshlu Sugya Dehoso. Bingo. See you in Kutsimus. What do you do? The page is the best way out. What do you say? Aplokas. Rav and Rav Nachman argue with our Gemara. The Sviru, the Yochol Horesh, the Shak Nassim. Oh. Oh, the Yochol Horesh Nassim. Bishar Knossos. Other Knossos. I forgot Shlomo to do. Dinei, the Knash, and honor some of the Pitu, and Yachalowis, and Shemin, Kiddi Katani, and Mas Nisi, and Dahotom. That's our vision, and that's Menna of the days. So this tells the farm this is differentiated. Hainu, they should also double Shak Knash, Yosemi Menu. Who's that? The Hainu, Abad, and Yachalowis, and the bottom. Kidamin, and Hotom. Also, the Nehem, Nu, the Low, when I'll say on the neck, I'm a moment the hot of shot cable down the yosu men of the hind of the hema who morris the bottom. The people there are not morris the bottom. The tossing of his the hidden. No. The Yesh Lomar. Anonymous. The last two narrow lines in the page. The Rav and Rav Nachman Hochad Leshlu Sugya Dehoso. Bingo. Stephen considers what do you do? The stage is the best way out. What do you say? Aplokas. Rav and Nachman argue with our Gemara. The Sviru, the Yochol Horesh, the Shak Nassim. Oh. Or the Yochol Horesh Nassim. Bishar Knossos. Other Knossos. I forgot Shlomo to do. Dinei, the Knash, and honor some of the Pitu, and Yachalorus, and Shemin, and Kiddi Katana, and Mas Nisi, and Dahotom. That's our vision, and that's Menna of the days. So this tells the farm to differentiate. Hainu, they should also double Shak Knash, Yosef Yimenu. Who's that? The Hainu, Habat, and Yachalorus, and Shemin, Kidamin, and Hotom. Also, the Nehem, Nu, the Low, when I'll say on the neck, I'm a mama the hotel shot capable down the Yosu Yimenu, the Hainu Behema, who morris the bottom. The Picha, there are not morris the bottom. The Tosin of his Bechidus. No, the Olam is in his other morris shot about the poor and the other of that. Lachotas and Sugis. Who cares that his daughter, her son is going to go to my son? The difference is it's close to me. This is close to Diaz, Kayfel, Dal Behay, Chassi Nezek, it always works. According to the Shita, other Morris Kassavona, who cares if daughter doesn't belong to the father to give to his son? Who cares? That's the cash that is raised by the Akron. What does Tosis mean? We know what they say. What's the loveness, what's the smara behind Tosis? Yes. Why should that be so? If I was, you're not explaining it to me. If I was close to me, what's close to me mean? Come on, let's just translate to English, all right? No, none of the Hebrew terms. The right to sue. I have the right to sue for these damages. I'm not going to be given over to a son. And if a person was damaged, somebody stole his cow and it was capable, or slaughtered his close to me from there, man. That's also going to be given to Yerusha. I can go on the court and demand my son go on the court and demand. So that's the case. Why can't my son go in and demand notice of the fact that who cares that his daughter and her son is going to go to my son? The difference is it's close to Via. Is it close to Via? Kayfel, Dal Behay, Chati Nezek. It always works. According to the Shita, other Morris Kassavona. Who cares that daughter doesn't belong to the father to give to his son? Who cares? That's the conscience that's raised by the Akron. What is supposed to mean? We know what they say. What's the loveliness? What's the smara behind those? Yes.
What's
should that be so? If I was, you're not explaining it to me. If I was chus tzviya, what does chus tzviya mean? Come on, let's just translate it to English, all right? No, none of the Hebrew terms. The right to sue. I have the right to sue for this thing. This is one of them. At least the kind of kindness. The kind of your soul. The kind of your soul. How do I know? Father, I brought bed. I looked up. Went up the school. I couldn't understand it. I put down to put a bed in the distance of the road. But I found it inside in the beautiful school. I brought bed thing. Was she was there? I'm an issue for. And he said it's supposed to be exactly that kind. Don't you throw the yoga to lay on it. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. One rabbi goes to the yoga. Amen. That is the least for. What's the svar? A deep svar. Listen carefully. The least svar is. Listen carefully. A pint like this. If I have an ox or a sheep and someone slaughtered the ox and the sheep, and the money is owed to Mr. X, who's the owner of the ox and the sheep. X died, and the son won. Here he's losing their 50 stolen, which would have supposed to go to him. So what's the difference? That's the question. What's supposed to be talking about? This is Rezo the Akronim. And we have two interpretations of what Tosis means. Two separate and distinct interpretations. What the word Tosis means. At least you need one of them. Mr. X was complete at the moment he died. He had absolute chus to collect the payment out of the head. Yes, it wasn't converted to hard cancer, that's true. But this they hold other moments, not the moment. It's irrelevant. The right to sue, which X had, Y now has. X didn't live long enough to convert it to hard cancer, so Y will. That's an all other problem. But when it comes to a woman who was mentor of a spatica, the father died an untimely death. That's an aggravation for what happened to his daughter. He died. At the moment of his death, his rights were not yet complete. You might have son's rights. His rights were not yet complete. You know why? So his daughter is a prior, the least she's involved in the floor. X's course he's not complete in his lifetime. Because he's going, meanwhile, to W, woman.
Right.
Going to his daughter, W. So his son, Y, can't get it. Because it wasn't complete in the lifetime of the father. And even as it's supposed to be, it wasn't complete. That's our time to start. Yeah, sorry. Yes, it is. It's chus tzvir is complete. Even though it's not part. No. That's what Delisha was saying. We should explain to them. When it comes to the case of a father and a daughter, since the daughter was the one who was victimized, she owned the people, but assume the knas really goes initially to her, so it's not finalized as being exes, the father's chus until it's how it is. Not only are you missing the conversion to hard cash, even missing the conversion to be his schus, to be on his own sort of bim koma, you know, in her shoes. So therefore, if he dies, it never got into his shoes, his schus to be his. He can't give it to his son. Father dies, daughter's alive. As a matter, hold on a second. One second. When it comes to Kato, though, his chus, not the money, it's not hard cash, his chus of Mr. X is complete in his lifetime. So Y can get it, son Y. But when it comes to a daughter, this is a prior, the relationship that is evolving with her, X's chus is not complete in his lifetime. Because he was going, meanwhile, to W, woman. Right? He's going to his daughter, W. So his son Y can't get it. Because it wasn't complete in the lifetime of the father. And even as it's supposed to be, it wasn't complete. That's our time to start. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry? Yes, it is. It's supposed to be as complete. Even though it's not complete. No. That's what Delisha was saying. We should explain to them. When it comes to the case of a father and a daughter, since the daughter was the one who was victimized, she owned the people, but assume the knas really goes initially to her, so it's not finalized as being exes, the father's chus until it's how it is. Not only are you missing the conversion to hard cash, even missing the conversion to be his chus, to be on his own sort of bim koma, you know, for the Hamadah B'din, then he never really had full control to even to arrange for the lawsuit. Because it was still his daughter out of hand in the middle. That's Reb Chaim said. The Valdik, at least. The Makamish or Reb Chaim Rivka. That's the difference. That's what Tosfos goes to explain why it comes to Keiko down the hay, the behemoth belongs to him. The behemoth belongs to him. Behemoth. No, that's what he means. That means because the behavior was his, it means he had the full right to sue for the money. Because it was his behavior to accept it, you said before correctly. So I have the right to sue with no other intermediaries. I need a little malach, I need a little star, I need a little shalia, I need a little acher. I'm the only party here that's involved in this lawsuit. So if the guy dies, he's the only party, he's no son. He's saying, oh, he's the only party to sue. But in the case of the father, even in his lifetime, he couldn't say, I need a little malach. Anibalo Slaw, no, the daughter was the Acheris. She also had a hand in this lawsuit. And therefore he does not have power to give his son the ability to pursue the lawsuit after his death. That's a kind of, that's not beautiful. That was a kind of a time. Well, huh? So I never mentioned a kind of view of the kind of wisdom. Told me I had before, correct. But this told me never had. That's what the Torah is all about. Remember and compare the volume. Yes, food. No, not true. They say not true. That's exactly what the religion makes.
I think that
would be No. You remember Father? No. You remember Father? You still have to go through her. She can't be vocal, but she had a hand in it too. You discussed it by me from before. piece, the whole drum, and the rise at this very point. But the chop. One track or two tracks? There's a whole mahalo get over here. If you look at the cipher, here's a piece from it. Speaking of cipher, I'm sure what symbol is that? I think that was Lamed Hay, the one on the first one now. That was Lamed Hay. Miwa Balvin, the score at the owners of the park. Today we're going to discuss Lamed Beis. The symbol Lamed Beis is cipher, it's the same kasha as we have as a pioneer. What's the shadow code? Because it's a totally different answer. A totally different answer. Very interesting answer you give. Because I hear it from cipher. Let's start like this. Listen carefully. I'll read it to you. Watch the Gemara. I'll read it to you in his word. Listen carefully. So Chazina, the below is speak a lama b'din asher bragra knasa li'atma u'mikroy alfin ala k'mosh akosu atosus af lama test zibar maslo mabo geret. We read it from Shia yesterday. Remember we saw atosus the alfin ala with knasa v'anara below la vivo geret. I ain't show. It's a posim. The sheen comes a teenager, 12 and a half. He's out of the picture. Don't tell me what to do anymore. Dad, you can't tell me anything anymore. 12 and a half. Cockling right now. I have a daughter turning 12 and a half in less than a month. So I'm just waiting. Dad, forget it. I'm a vulgaris. I'm a teenager. You can't tell me anything. Look for coke. You already started already before Bagos, before Narus, before she was look for coke. But I mean, huh? And that's that. The person. The higher the zeal, the naknas, almost in the fata. The chayot or abas versus a via, gamaknas is stayak law. Apa pisha, almost a piece of him is man the Narus. Amazing. All of them, if I say, says, when we threw his control, and now it's for the lawyers to call the papers to get the court. He slipped out of his control, gone. Vokanani b'mei sa'av, standing upon the father died, standing as if what? She became a Bulgarian. The mevuah b'kidush tazayim, the nisa sa'av motziah mershuz av, upirish rashiza mishum, let's start like this. Listen carefully. I'll read it to you. Watch the Gemara. I'll read it to you in his words. Listen carefully. So Chazina, the below is speak a lama b'din asher bragra knasa li'atzma u'mikroy alfin ala k'mosh akosu atosus daf lama test zibar maslo mabo geret. We read it in Shia yesterday. Remember we saw atosus the alfin ala with knasa v'anara below la vivo geret. I ain't show. It's a pasuk. The sheen comes a teenager, 12 and a half. He's out of the picture. Don't tell me what to do anymore. Dad, you can't tell me anything anymore. 12 and a half. Cockling right now. I have a daughter turning 12 and a half in less than a month. So I'm just waiting. Dad, forget it. I'm a vulgaris. I'm a teenager. You can't tell me anything. Look for coke. You already started already before Bagos, before Narus, before she was look for coke. But I mean, huh? And that's that. The person. The higher the zeal, the naknas, almost in the fata. The chayot or abas versus a via, gamaknas is stayak law. Apa pisha, almost a piece of him is man the Narus. Amazing. All of them, if I say, says, when he threw his control, and now it's for the lawyers to call the papers to get the court. He slipped out of his control, gone. Vokanani b'mei sa'av, standing upon the father died, standing as if what? She became a Bulgarian. The mevuah b'kidush tazayim, the nisa sa'av motziah mershuz av, upirish rashiza mishum, ein other morris was b'tol him, no, I am chum. Kiddush Tezayim. If you look carefully at the Mesoras Hashas, Mem Gimel, we saw the Gemara, it says, Kiddush Tezayim of the days, also the Nechem, Lobanot Dechel of Nechem. So if there's a stipe was linking up together that Tosfos of this quarter, then the from Gimel's quarter to Gusin of Zion with our close enough Lamates, they all say the same idea. 12 and a half, out of your house. She's out of your issue, she's no longer in your control. As real life experience shows. Says this type of item. Listen carefully. Yiv Kang. May Sav Havalek to Bogwa Mamish. So Yos Omer Shus Aviyaki Bogwa. The cave of the Bogwa Filu Aviyah Kayak. Ain't Aknasli Aviyah. Right? If she was turned 12 and a half, her father's alive, gets nothing. It's a mission. Upshita, the Hokanamik said Bogwa Akar Misa Sa'av, told him about it within Aknasli Atma. Ladifi Yarshav Mimenu. Hey, his son can't be better than him. If he himself can get knocked out of the box by Bagrat with Kirill and Misa, so of course his son gets knocked out of the box. That's the child. Vimela, Hokinami Tekel Shemesa Ava, Havale Kibagra, Shere Yats Omer Shusavia, the Havale Shusay Yarshiv. Shuv and the Yarshiv Spusbak Nasajin or speak Alama Bedin Ashibagra, the Knossel Yatma. The Kevin Shavia Atma Eino Knaz Kisha about Kisha Hamadah Bedina Achash Yotka Nimeno Lo Adif Yorshim Shem Rak Kara Davua Me Avua Gufei Vahav Atma Eino Knaz Bechai Gavim The Gevald The Gevshad The Stifler. Look, we're saying that whatever rights a father has to go to his son Mask All the father Shem the father Hit the father himself would be knocked out. If she would become a Bulgarian, the father would be knocked out. She became a Bulgarian. I just took 12 and a quarter. No, the father died. The father's death is the equivalent of Bagrus. What's the equivalent of Bagrus? You say he's out of the picture. If he wasn't out of the picture by Bagrus, so the sons are also out of the picture. Not to tell you he can't give over what he has. He didn't have it either. The minute, I mean, you can imagine the case where a guy's dead, but he still somehow hangs on to life. I'm just convinced that obviously not possible. But if we somehow consider it, I don't know, I don't know how we want to say it. But the guy died, the minute he died, his daughter packed out. She's like a Bulgarian. If we bring him back to life, he wouldn't be able to get his mouth either. Because she already packed out. It's also, I mean, just to give you a muscle, the Sabra of the Ozone. Here too, what happened? Had she been a Bulgarian, he'd have nothing. So here, when he died, so through the son is there. Who the son has been from the father. He takes every right the father has. But she's a teenager. She's 12 and a half. I should only 12 and a quarter. No, his death makes her into a teenager. Because me, she's obviously the same as father, the person. La vie anara. So la vie anara is a two phrase. La vie anara. Nara below Bulgaris. And a vie below Ben Bas, anybody else. So then he dies. She's out of the shirt. Not a historic transfer of power from father to son by all stuff. No, what is his parents and toast above the counter? He can transfer power. It's much deeper than that. Here's a separate Gerasa Kosu. That's what you said before. You're Makana and Sabbath too. Gerasa Kosu. That tells you that when the father dies, it's like the equivalent of Bagrus. Bagrus is out of his insurance. And there's nothing to talk about. The eye of his son is there. Some says, I'm my father's heir. You're right, your father's heir. But you're the equivalent of a father there after Bagrus. Bagrus, your father himself lost it, so you certainly lost it. Oh. Aye, so that's the case. What's the end of Tosfos Kupulim so much that the behemoth belongs to cattle? Is it property? If that was the case, it would be close to Adam from the beginning. No, you don't own your daughter. That's why your close to there is not completed and finalized until they have whatever it is. That's what we said before came up to the top. The stipler, he goes to Mahala, he goes to the Xeris HaKosov, that's it, you say, the special Xeris HaKosov when it comes to not the Mother of the Father, the Leisha explained. That, it doesn't apply to Kevin Dalla, at the end, and emphasize and reinforce that the behemoth belongs to the person, to the father, so he can be born to the behemoth itself. Who cares? That's bothering the stipler. He's an intimate Avnei Melur. Shuvas Avnei Melur and Simon Chet, yeah? tie my daughter up anymore, Mr. You know, as Richard said, you better move fast. Turn it 12 and a half in the beginning of next month. Huh? Anybody? No technique. Wait till tomorrow, see you, then we'll see you. Yeah? Mark? Law. 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 I'll tell you something about law. It's going to make your hair stand in law. Tomorrow, maybe she'll go back to the point of the kind of law. Yeah, let's go back. Let's go back. The wife. That's tomorrow. Why the stifling? Ask why the Talmud according to his interpretation add all these extra verbiage. The behemoth belongs to him. Who cares? It's like this. Avnei belongs like this. Are you so? Are you so? In the tshuvas, in the back of the room, in the back. In the back of the regular room, in the tshuvas, in the back. You have to give knash, just be careful. Whom do you pay knash? We always say, what kind of question is that? If my shore damages your shore, so I pay it to you first. Right? Knash. No doubt about it. Wrong. I was just wrong. You don't have to set up a knash to the person who suffered the damage. You pay the knas to the person who owned the money, or the rights to that money that was damaged, b'sha'as hamodeh b'din. You pay, what about someone who's no bogeret, she died. That's b'sha'as, but she died as you the father of the shul. That's not called transmission of time. But she's a bogeret, that's the very essence of leaving the father of the shul. And we shall learn in the upcoming months, all the supposed to the father and the daughter leave, 12 and a half out. About to lose, a few more days. Can't marry my daughter off anymore, Mr. As Richard said, you better move fast. Turn it 12 and a half in the beginning of next month. Huh? Anybody? No technique? Wait till tomorrow, see you, then we'll see you. Yeah, Mark? Law. 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 I'll tell you something about law, so make your hair stand in law. Tomorrow, maybe we'll go back to the point of the kind of law. Yeah, let's go back. Let's go back. The wife. That's tomorrow. Why the stifling? Ask why the Talmud according to his interpretation add all these extra verbiage. The behemoth belongs to him. Who cares? It's like this. Avnei belongs like this. Are you so? Are you so? In the tshuvas, in the back of the room, in the back. In the back of the regular room, in the tshuvas, in the back. You have to give knash, just be careful. Whom do you pay knash? We always say, what kind of question is that? If my shore damages your shore, so I pay it to you first. Right? Knash. No doubt about it. Wrong. I was just wrong. You don't have to set up a knash to the person who suffered the damage. You pay the knas to the person who owned the money, or the rights to that money that was damaged, b'sha'as hamodeh b'din. You pay, I repeat, you pay knas to the bala mamon, we call him, b'sha'as hamodeh b'din. Oh, hold on a second. Why? Rabbi Chanan said he sold a long time ago, we thought, at the beginning of the year, and the sniper is without quoting, it's the same thing again. Knas is a fine. You know, you come late to Shia, I'll give you a nickel fine. Late for Bechina, a nickel every day for a fine. Who should that money go to? Well, it goes to me, I can make a nice living. Too bad, I passed it up. But it shouldn't really go to me, it shouldn't go to anybody. The main point of any fine is what? It goes out of where? Out of your pocket. Tumas go is a secondary issue. It just so happens, the Torah says, if you're Chayav Knas, give the money to the person who's victimized. That's purely the Torah decided that way. But the real basic thing is, get the money away from the Miami. Goes to Miami. Now, he runs out of money, man, very quickly. He needs money, it's 30 skulls. She goes to Bezdin and says, I want 30 shekels from the owner of that ox. So the master said, wait a minute, Johnny. I was in shock for you. But the moment you were bored, you belong to me. He said, it's not actually. The warm money belongs to me. I want the 30 shekels. He got the balloon. The 30 shekels goes to the Ev, to the Evid, not to the other. I thought you're crazy, I was the balloon. Where are you crazy? Why should it go to the Evid? It certainly goes to the other. The other was his master at the moment of the glory. And then at that moment, the obligation of 30 shekels took effect. It should go, therefore, to the master. I'll compare it to our Gemara, the mission at the beginning of the fourth parish. Not the Gemara Sakasu. Let's not do it any other case of now. Says this type of, as the Lord is right. The Tos had added extra verbiage. All extra verbiage. That the Behema belongs to what? Let me read it again one more time. Where is it again? The Behema Zach not Morris the Bono, but otherwise not. Killed him. I didn't kill him in 1 second. He killed him in over a few months. But he reminds me he killed him. Now I have the foyer, but he's dying. I brought him on his own. I free him. Let him go to Miami. Let him have a good time for the next meta. A few months left to his life. He was to death by an ox. The doctor says a few months to live. Boy, she didn't work for me in my plantation. Free him, go to Miami. Good. Goes to Miami. Now, he runs out of money now very quickly. He needs money, it's 30 skulls. He goes to Bezdin and says, I want 30 skulls from the owner of that ox. So the master said, wait a minute, Johnny. I was in shock for you. But the moment you were bored, you belong to me. He said, it's not, actually. The warm money belongs to me. I want the 30 skulls. He got the balloon. The 30 skulls goes to the Evid, not to the other. I thought you were crazy, I was the balloon. Where are you crazy? Why should it go to the Evid? It certainly goes to the other. The other was his master at the moment of the glory. And then at that moment, the obligation of 30 skulls took effect. Should go therefore to the master. I'll compare it to our Gemara, the mission at the beginning of the fourth parish. Not the Gemara Sakasu. Let's not do it any other case of now. Says this type of, as the Lord is right. The Tos had added extra verbiage. All the extra verbiage. That the Behema belongs to what? Let me read it again one more time. Where is it again? Why not? To not pay to the Baal Amon of the Shas of the Nizik, who's not necessarily the Nizik. The Nizik here is the master. He lost the Evid. The money goes to the Evid, not to his master. I have the Maloon. The disciple loves Avdi Maloon based upon our Tosis. I explained how those based on Avdi Maloon. Beautiful piece of cipher, Simon Lamed Bates. It's a totally different approach from a pioneer. Oh. We have two shots in our both sides. In the Tosafot of the Baba Kama, I and Bates, because the seventh book can be found also in the sheet they wrote here in an Achman Bates. Now, I asked you at the end, the last time about the Fiasco, so let's look at the sheet of the Kubetan, for the amazing shot of the Ramban and the Ra'om. I put it to all the Mamba Kama. We said, listen carefully, everyone. This is the last few minutes, the whole thing before you do tomorrow. Yesh begging the camera with the Benoah. How can it be? Ain't on the Moorish, not the bottom. Says the Rahal, you're right. His mother's father. The spoiler. So what kind of spoiler? What for? Why should it be that there's no son and the father gets it? If there is a son, even the son can't get it, the father's there. What kind of spoiler is that? How do you explain that? That's what I want to discuss for a minute. How do you explain that? Yeah.
The truth is that nothing that
go the aisle. But this is the fact that me sells, you know, that Yesh beggar the kever, the daughter retains bagos in the kever, so then the father's out. Right? So in father, if they're going out to take her out of her father's rishus, then how do you explain why she'd go to the father because there's no son? Yes,
she's dead.
Wow, that's interesting. Sure. You know, if you have a son, probably she's been here, but it's not a few animations. That's more agadic, I think, than. Elisha's making an interesting point, which we'll discuss when we get to our prime in the next session. What kind of crazy thing is becoming a vulgaris in the grave? Elisha says, well, it's really crazy, but if you'll say that it's for the next generation, so we relate to the woman in the grave. Now we don't just wipe her off the map. No, could be. I saw a quote in the Fidushim of Baruch Ber, not the Berachah Shmuel, that you now print in the newspaper, Fidushim of Baruch Ber, on Kibbutz. I guess the comments they might have it. I would hope so. Huh? Oh yeah? So they quote like this, listen carefully. There's an interesting flow I wanted to share with you. Like this. Listen carefully. If Yesh beggar bekever, then she, if she'd be alive, and or her son, in the case that she died but she has a son, the Kala will call, this is the lesson which I took quoted, the Bailin on the, so then the father's out. Right? So then, father, if they're going out to take her out of her father's rishus, then how do you explain why she'd go to the father because there's no son? Yes,
she's dead.
Wow, that's interesting. Sure. You know, if you have a son, probably she's been here, but it's not a few animations. That's more agadic, I think, than. Elisha's making an interesting point, which we'll discuss when we get to our prime in the next session. What kind of crazy thing is becoming a vulgaris in the grave? Elisha says, well, it's really crazy, but if you'll say that it's for the next generation, so we relate to the woman in the grave. Now we don't just wipe her off the map. No, could be. I saw a quote in the Fidushim of Baruch Ber, not the Berachah Shmuel, that you now print in the newspaper, Fidushim of Baruch Ber, on Kibbutz. I guess the comments they might have had it. Pulling out my hand. Hand of the Marsh House of Lung. You have it planted, and I whip you. And never the grandfather, he never to sit there and look any good. But if you don't care, he's all with no children. Then, point this floor up the Ramban of Oil, the Havim, the Gemara, you say, oh, you know what? Never she died. Never she left no children. You know what we're going to say now? That poor grieving father, whose chus was not completed up until this point, true, because we're still having to, you know, had a deal with the daughter also, but now that the daughter died, he holds all the cards. There's no, you know, anivelo, now he's in the bechina, what we call anivelo acher. Thank you. resting, that means the sun will come and will ruin it for the fall. You won't get it either, if there's a sun. But at this stage, the Gemara says there's going to be no sun,
but you still will get it.
Wait a minute. If there'd be no sun, slow, then what? Then we would say,
go to the ark.
Then we'll go to the ark.
So certainly she's going to go get it.
That's what Elisha said. I'm trying, why is my eyes different than what Elisha said? You said a bar that the bone of the sun exists. That's not what the bar of prayer is supposed to say. Based on her time. Right. He points out of his additional to Rome, that the bar of prayer is that she's tough, though. It couldn't have stopped these crusaders. It's almost the same as the whole lot. What?
Well, let's just say it's not regular time when you can't say,
well, the whole, the whole. It's slow. But when, if there's no sun, and she dies, lo poka ad. Why? Presumably, we said like this, according to this from the Gemara.